Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon in for Andy this week. Going to be in for Randy next week. So the hate listeners, you know. You get 2 weeks of me, so how about that?
Well, how about we just get through Monday? How about that? How about we just get through this Monday, and then we'll decide about tomorrow or not, you know?
Is that how that works?
We're penciled in already. We're worried about that. We're worried about Tuesday, with Tuesday
game. Already but working more, on the rundown.
It's a beautiful weekend because, you know, it's summertime. I live for the Magic Johnson vacation. Because Matt, they go with him and Cookie, they be all over the place, and then you're always interested in who's with him. I just saw he's in Venice right now. Him and Cookie, as he says, Cookie and I, and now there's Dave Winfield and his wife. I was like, how the hell? Like, just the most random people be with Magic, and Magic knows everybody. But yeah, so today Venice. Don't know where tomorrow Magic would be, but I mean, we're going back to when he was on the TV show and he told the people that why he don't go back at Trolls. He's like, man, I ain't studying that, man. I'm on the way to damn Europe. Well, the Magic Europe Tour has started. Gotta be nice.
If I was Magic Johnson, like, that would just be my life.
Yes.
Like, I wouldn't be going to, not work, but, you know, whatever he does on, no.
No. I'd be on a black sea somewhere, chilling.
Like DiCaprio, right? He goes to work. When DiCaprio's not at work.
You said DiCaprio, like, that's your boy or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
like,
personally.
Like, y'all done met or something. DiCaprio.
You knew who I was talking about, though.
Yeah, of course I did. But I would have called him Leo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Leonardo? You know, full first name?
Nah, ain't a big lead.
When he's not on a movie, it's just a yacht and 22-year-old models.
What's wrong with that?
No. My suggestion is that's all
Magic's
would be doing.
Married now. Magic's married and amongst other stuff.
No, but he's on a yacht.
On a yacht with a bunch of 22
taking helicopters to the mainland and all that. I'm just saying that'd be my life.
I'm with you, dude. There's no way. If I had that kind of cash like that, because you can't spend all. Like, you can't spend.
You can try.
You can lose it, but you can't spend it.
Ooh, that's a good point.
And it's a big difference when people talk about, especially the favorite topic about athletes going broke. Most athletes lose their money, meaning doing dumb stuff with it and not watching it. But in the case of Magic, I mean, Magic just makes money breathing. This dude got so many entities of cash and wealth coming in, you got nothing.
Well, you talk about players making dumb decisions.
Yes.
The amount of smart decisions Magic has made as a businessman,
yes,
as an investor,
yes,
would just overrule.
Unbelievable.
It's so much. And obviously he's part of the Dodgers now.
Mm-hmm.
Is he part of the Commanders?
Yes.
And he's all over the place.
Yeah, man.
He's all over the place as a businessman. So, yeah. The only place you wouldn't find me as part of that businessman would be in the office.
Exactly. I ain't wearing no damn suit or no ties. I don't wear ties anymore anyways, unless it's required. And the only way it's required if my wife makes me. Because if it says black tie, I probably won't wear a tie.
So now I want to follow up on this. Because I've got a wedding coming up in New Mexico.
Oh, that's right. That's
not
right.
Not mine.
Well, you know, you never know. You never know. You might catch a bouquet.
I'm assuming I won't, like, try to grab. If I don't know if they throw them. Do they still do that?
Or you get the garter?
You know how bad a throw it'd have to be to reach where I – because I'm not – I'll just be at the bar.
I got a question for you because, like, you're going to – okay, now, is it a black tie affair? Are you wearing the suit?
Which one?
The one that I've only seen you in.
Probably.
Yeah, the suit. Okay.
So
why don't you go get your new suit for a wedding?
I have some other suits.
Yeah, don't wear that. Don't wear – you're going to wear the suit. You know what I'm talking about.
You know what, the silver gray suit? Which one are you talking about?
The loud suit, Gabe.
Well, I just think of it as a normal suit.
Yeah.
So this is where I was going to get to with the tie thing. I'm not wearing a tie to the wedding.
Okay.
Now, they've listed their dress code, and again, it's in New Mexico. They kind of live their own lifestyle out there as as desert formal.
What the hell is that?
I'm assuming it's no tie because I'm not going to have a tie.
I've never heard of desert formal before. Is your pops coming?
Yeah.
And dressed like him.
I can't pull that off, Randy. You know that. You know darn well I can't pull that off.
Whatever Mr. G wear, you wear that right there. Because I never heard of a desert formal. That does sound like.
They said something about like lighter hues are okay, and it's not that. And I'm just like, all right, I'm going to wear, I guess you think it's the loud suit. I don't know. I just think it's a.
It's a nice suit, eh?
Light-colored suit. It's a gray.
It's a very nice suit, eh?
Nice gray.
It's a very nice suit. Just wear a light-colored shirt underneath it.
Well, I was going to wear like more of a
white shirt is fine with that
suit. Well, I was going to wear a darker blue. A white, because I'm worried about the sweat issues out there.
The white shirt won't show no more sweat than the blue. The blue pit stains are worse than the white.
Dark blue. Very dark. It's almost.
Oh, dark blue. Okay, almost, I thought you said a lighter blue.
No. So,
I thought you said a lighter blue.
No. So I don't know. I've just been told not to wear a cowboy hat.
Just don't do that. Well, yeah, you don't have the cowboy hat head, Avery.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Trust me.
I was making sure you knew that.
As you might expect, my father has about 25 cowboy hats.
Yes.
I tried on 22 of them. Yes. None of them work.
I can see Mr. G with the cowboy hat, bolo. Belt buckle, boots, yeah, the whole.
He'll have all of that. I don't know what he'll wear footwear. I don't know if he'll have boots, but like, yeah, the bolo tie, belt buckle, cowboy hat.
That's him.
With some sort of, I imagine, Western Rose t-shirt, or not t-shirt, but like night formal shirt. He'll probably have a jacket with fringe.
Right.
I'm not going to have a jacket with fringe. Can't pull that off.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into it. There's a couple stories I'm very interested in here. And NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I want to start here, Randy. Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals reportedly resumed contract talks. I know he could be subject to $105,000 in fines.
Right.
If he gets the contract that we ultimately think he'll get, that won't be much. I imagine the team will waive that. But just your thoughts on the idea that they've resumed contract talks.
Deadline, spur action, we understand that. And the biggest thing what they need to do is they need to get it done before Micah Parsons gets his deal.
So that's what I was
going
to say.
Because Micah Parsons, I saw a quote yesterday, said the longer it takes, the more expensive it's going to get right now. As far as both of them will have contracts going into the season, it's just all about who gets theirs first. Because if I'm Micah, I don't think Trey is going to get highest paid ever defensive player. Like, I don't think he's going to get over. I think he might come in somewhere behind Max, possibly somewhere in that area right there, because it's going to be Miles, Max, and him. But then whoever that is, like, I expect Micah Parsons to jump over Miles. I expect his deal to be bigger than Miles.
Even if Micah Parsons signs first, right? I'm just being clear on what you're saying. That's an outlook for what Trey gets. It wouldn't be less than what Trey. Trey's going to come under Micah, right?
Yeah, Trey's going to come under Micah.
Okay.
But the thing about it is Trey can ask for a little bit more. But I don't think he's going to surpass.
Right, he can get closer.
Yeah, he's not. I don't think that he will surpass Micah at all. I think Micah's going to rewrite and reset some stuff. And he's right. Jerry need to help him get this done because Jerry could have saved more money. But no, I'm not promise you. No, you could have saved more money because Dak did not need to get the contract they had. But Dak had all the damn leverage. So Micah has all the well, I guess you could say he has leverage. He has the leverage because he knows that Jerry Jones wants to get this done. And I do think both guys will have a deal before training camp.
You mentioned Dak. He had some interesting comments over mandatory minicamp. He was kind of just talking about wanting to win a championship, not for his legacy, but for his sanity.
I want to win a championship. The legacy, the things, whatever comes after I finish playing will take care of itself. Be damned if it's just for my legacy or for it's for this team, for my personal being, for my sanity. Yeah, the legacy will take care of itself. I have to stay with my feet up.
I see so much damn TV and using that damn L word so much.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, just go win. Never seen a damn organization hang on to more of the past than these dorks, man. But yeah, just go out there and play. Dak, when Dak is playing, he's they're really good. But Dak has just been unhealthy two of the last 3 years. And so, but damn, that legacy crap.
Set me straight on this. How good is Dak when he's good? Because, like, is he one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL?
Oh, man. I think he's close to it.
Like, when he's good?
When he's good, they win, you know? Yeah. When Dak is healthy and he's playing all the games, they're in contention to win the East. I ain't saying Super Bowl because they'll figure out some way to screw it up. But they're in contention to win division title when he's around. He is, and I think, 2 years ago, he was second MVP. So, I mean, Dak has ability. It's just the fact of him being healthy.
Maybe I haven't, and this is a me thing. Maybe I just haven't seen it consistently enough. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think he's highest paid. I don't think he's highest paid quarterback ever good.
No, well.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I mean, when I look at the quarterbacks I'd probably want ahead of him, there's definitely Burrow and Allen and Mahomes and Lamar. Yeah. I think you start there.
I go Matt Stafford.
Am I taking Jalen Hurts over?
I am.
I know we've only seen it 1 year. Am I taking Jaden Daniels?
I can't do that.
It's too early. I get that.
Yeah, I can't give you that after 1 year. I can't give you that after 1 year. He as good as he got. As good as he was.
But you're taking a healthy Dak over
Jared Goff.
Well, I was going to say Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
And over, I guess it's a little hit or miss. We don't know. It's only been 2 years. But C.J. Stroud?
Yes.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think he probably rolls in there somewhere in the discussion of seven or eight.
Yeah, 7, 8, somewhere in that area. But yeah.
But being paid one, I mean.
Hell yeah, he's saying like
that. That's what it is.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. I saw this video. It was pretty cool watching Tyreek Hill run the 10-100.
Yeah.
And you said ahead of a potential race against Noah Lyon.
They've been talking about it for a while.
As annoying as that damn wide mouth, Grover mouth ass boy is, Noah Lyon. He jogs 10-1.
Oh, I disagree.
You crazy.
I think he needs to take it semi-seriously.
You crazy. You crazy.
I've watched a lot of track in
care.
The past four.
Just
hear me out.
Noah Lyles walks 10-1s.
Just hear me out.
All right.
Just hear me out. I think he's got to be in shape. That's all. Because I've seen the progress of people who are just starting their track season and they're not at their speed. I think we saw it with Sha'Carri Richardson a couple weeks ago, finishing eighth or ninth. It was her first race.
Dak. I mean, I'm talking about Dak.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill. I love Tyreek as far as how fast he is. He can move. He ain't in that category.
I'm just saying 10.15 is fast enough to be.
It's fast as hell.
It's fast enough to be just mildly scary if Noah Lyles isn't taking it serious at all. If he takes it serious, forget about it.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Why would he take it serious? This dude, all that there, again, he's a.
And you're going to talk about you better take it serious.
You better take it serious, but yeah, I thought that was one of the things I was like.
I always felt a 60. Right. I always felt Tyreek Hill had a chance in the 60 because Lyles is not a great starter. I think over 100, I think the top speed, it's just there. But. I mean, 10.15 is
it's
not.
Moving.
I mean, that's
it ain't slow.
That's borderline professional.
It ain't
not
slow.
Quite there, but it's borderline professional.
It ain't slow, but to get in there with Noah, you got to get that be a 9.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, couple stories in the NBA outside of the NBA Finals going on that really stole some headlines. As far as I'm concerned, I know the Rafael Devers thing also took some headlines. We might touch on that, but. A huge trade in the NBA and cross a name off the list for the Atlanta Hawks. That's what's coming up next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy, Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker this week. I know it's a little ways away, but we've always got our eye on Friday. And this weekend, Dukes and Bell are getting Friday started a little bit early at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Join the fellows for a broadcast Friday 2 to 6 for another big sports weekend. Great food, drinks, and scenic views as always there. That's Friday 2 to 6, Twin Peaks in Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I know we're about to do some NBA stuff.
Yes.
But I saw some craziness in that other league, the big three. I saw a couple fights.
Uh-huh.
Who the hell Jack finna kill? And I was like, what the hell is the like? Now, I do believe that the Dwight Howard and Lance fight was staged. It had to be staged.
By who and for what cause?
I don't know why. I don't know why, but that just seemed like it was staged to me. That's just my thought.
It was the only thing I saw from the league this weekend.
I thought it was staged. I did, and then I saw my man Steven Jackson. He mad at somebody. I don't know, but it's amazing some of the characters that they have in this league that there aren't more fights. It amazes me. It amazes me that some of the guys that are in this league there are not more fights.
Is that just their personalities, or do you think like the game of 3-on-3 lends itself?
I think it's their personality. But yeah, I'm just surprised there have not been more fights in that league because. Boy, I was like, oh, he's playing?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering where he was at. Oh, he's playing in this league also.
There's a lot of guys still trying to prove it, which is at their age.
So Joe out there getting buckets still?
Sure.
Yeah.
He's going to. We see Jamal Crawford doing it all the time. Like, yeah, they're going to score.
Yeah. Everything else.
I don't know. Quite a couple of weeks, though, for Lance Stephenson. Did you ever follow up? Did he win the game against Bees?
No, I think Bees won.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure B's won. But he's in the league. Saw him acting a fool. But yeah. Like again, I'm just surprised there aren't more fights. I'm surprised there are not more fights. There have not been more fights with some of the personalities that they have in that league.
I'll tell you what, Lance Stephenson was one of the guys when he was in college I thought was like destined to come
born
in.
Born ready.
I thought he was going to come in and be like a real problem for the NBA.
He was a problem, kind of, for himself.
Well,
he's a problem for himself.
The Big Three, obviously going. UFL had their title game.
Woohoo!
The DC Defenders beat the Michigan Panthers 58-34. Jordan Tayamu had 5 touchdowns, 4 passing, 1 rushing there for DC.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were like 17,000 people there.
That's good.
Which is
pretty good, I guess.
There's been some rough goes.
Yeah, I mean, the only team I keep track of is St. Louis. That's because my former teammate
Battlehawks.
That's because my teammate is the head coach.
That's Becht, right?
Yeah. He's the head coach.
He's a good dude.
Oh, he's great. He's great.
I felt like this was the least aware of the UFL I've been in a while. It's just tough. You know me, though. I watch everything.
Yeah, you watch
everything.
Even
I can't get into this.
Yeah, you watch everything. Again, I just keep track of St. Louis because that's my guy. And I played in that ragged-ass building that they still have up there for some reason. All these years later, they still have that same old ugly, out-of-date building sitting right in the heart of St. Louis still to this day.
Well, this season came and went. I guess congrats. Did they throw a parade in D.C.?
No.
Right? They don't.
No. These dudes are waiting around seeing if they can find a way to get signed before somebody's
Well, I know Tayamu's going on the radio there in D.C.
Oh,
today.
Oh.
My buddy's going to interview him, I guess. There's a little bit of publicity.
He's a championship-winning quarterback,
so,
Abe.
I was going to ask you this. Like, Bryce Perkins was the MVP of the UFL. Jordan Tayamu wins the title game. Like, are these guys better than some backup
quarterback? Bryce Perkins, that's a kid from Virginia, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, are these guys better than some of the backups?
I have no clue. But I do wish that they still had NFL Europe and things like that so these guys can get more opportunities to be able to like use it kind of like as a farm system, how they used to use it. But then I don't understand. The NFL has plenty of money to fund it. They really, really do. And you got dudes that will play in it because everybody with the opportunity to be able to go to the NFL, dudes will play in it.
But I think as we learned from the UFL, no one's watching.
And that's the thing about
it.
But it won't make the NFL a profit. I should say that.
Yeah.
The NFL can't fund it.
Correct. Right. Yeah. That's fair enough. Couple things in the NBA that went down. Let's just start with this one real quick. The Rockets re-signed center Steven Adams, who a lot of people thought was going to be the top free agent center. 3-year extension for $39 million. I think he's being underpaid. Am I crazy?
No, he's at the right. He's at
13
the right
per.
Now. Because we all. I mean, I know me and Buck. We were talking about it last week, but I was like, damn, Steven Adams is not as old as I thought he was.
I thought
Steven Adams was like 37, 38.
He's like 32 or something.
He's still a relatively young guy. He's a veteran, big guy that they need. They need big guys like that. Out there in Houston, and he brings a lot of toughness. And we talk, but yeah, when I saw the extension, I wasn't like, oh, that's all he got. That was my thought process.
The way I looked at it, I think he's an integral piece of a team that's probably contending next year. And I just like 13 per. We've got guys on benches across the league that are making 17, 18 mil.
Yes.
So for him to make, I think this is a great deal for Houston.
Yes, it is.
Who's got a number of young guys still on their rookie deals, they got some extensions coming up. No doubt. I think to lock him in at this price is great. He's obviously off the Hawks list. I know that was one of the guys people had kind of circled. It's like if he comes available for the right price, the Hawks would like to have him, but that's obviously not going to happen. The big news, though, Randy, in the NBA was Desmond Bane. He's going to the Magic in a trade with Memphis. The Grizzlies get Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, 4 unprotected first-round picks, and a first-round pick swap.
When I saw this, I was like, oh, wow, Desmond Bane. He's a good player. He does what Orlando needs more than anything, shoot. They need shooters to go around. Banchero and Wagner so bad. He's an 18-point game guy. I think when we always look at the giving up of that many assets for a guy who's never been an all-star. Same thing we talk about with Bridges. Bridges is a good player. Now, did you have to give up all that to get him? I guess Caldwell Pope, veteran guy,
yep.
didn't have his best year down there in Orlando.
Now, he was making a boatload, though.
And so they got him off. They got him off now. Coming in now, Bane makes more than KCP, but yes. he's a younger player,
yeah.
going to be a starter. And, again, he feels what they need more than anything. They're one of the lowest percentage, hell, lowest attempt three-point shooting teams in the NBA. And Bane is a very good player. And then you go back to Memphis. What are they going to do? I know they were here talking, both of their big two are contract eligible. It seems like more like
Jaren Jackson.
It seems like Jaren Jackson is going to get his. It seems like they don't know if they want to give Ja his. So that'd be interesting how they go about that down there in Memphis.
I don't know if this is a hot take. I got a couple semi-hot takes. I think Orlando, with the addition of Bane, is due to pop up kind of like Cleveland. I think they can be absolutely – I mean, I think – here's the other hot take. I think Banchero next year has potential to be one of the 10 best players in the NBA.
I can't disagree with you on that one. He's a very good player.
If they can get Suggs back healthy Wagner, with Banchero, and now with Desmond Bane.
Did I say Wagner?
Wagner. Dude, I always screw it up.
They can – because they got
– Franz, not Mo, by the way. Yeah. But
make sure we specify which one. If you want to talk about Banchero – and his ability and his acceleration of this year. They got hurt. Both of them got hurt this year, so he missed a lot of time because he was hurt. But, this dude is on the track of being one of the best players in the NBA, and like a perennial all-NBA-type player.
I got, like I said, 10 best in the league. I think he's one of them next year. He's probably a central figure on the next on the 2028 Olympic team, I would imagine. I just think the Magic are probably a little bit overlooked in the Eastern Conference, which we've talked about in recent weeks, like with the setback for Boston, with the injuries, with I don't know what's going to go on with Cleveland. I just think it's up for grabs, and I think that Orlando, with this addition of Desmond Bane, they're right there.
Yeah,
they're right there. The Knicks, plan C. I don't know what we're doing
they're actually interviewing people. They before they were asking teams if they can talk to their coach or. Not necessarily talk to them, hire their coach. Everyone said no,
so including the Hawks reportedly.
So now they're basically having formal interviews for their head coaching job.
All right, so Taylor Jenkins, who was fired by the Grizzlies, Mike Brown, who was let go by the Kings, those are the two names now being attached.
Yeah.
At what point, fans are kind of already there. Obviously, the organization's never going to say it, but like, at what point is this very obviously a mistake to have moved on? Are we already there?
I'm already there, but I mean, it's a mistake until it's not. Meaning,
depends who you have in long term, what works out
exactly. Yeah. Now, it seems like this was a little bit more player driven than a lot of us initially thought at first.
All right,
so that could be something also. But I just like find you somebody's the top assistant to somebody. And I hate using the word retread because Mike Brown's a very good coach. I mean, you look at Taylor Jenkins, is a good young coach. I think that,
he had issues with players.
Exactly.
So what are we going back to that?
We know what old boy out there in Denver. We know how he is. And so, do you go for a first time job? I know we talked last week. I think me and Andy said on there. I was like, maybe a guy like Sam Cassell or somebody like that. That's respected and things like that. Because right now it don't look like you're gonna be able to just go take somebody's coach. Nobody cares that you're the New York Knicks,
right?
You know what I mean, like
right.
Nobody cares about
and,
that.
And I think you're right. I think long term maybe it ends up being the right decision. Yeah. Right now it just feels like they made a mistake. They jumped in without knowing how to swim. Yeah,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. Draft next week.
I don't know what their picks are, right? Because didn't they give them all up to get Bridges?
Yes, they did.
So may not be too worried about it. But yeah, I mean like. The offseason started. You got to figure some stuff out. Real quick, Kevin Durant interested in a move to the Spurs, Rockets, or Heat. I understand the Spurs. I understand the Rockets.
I don't understand the Heat. I'm with you.
That's got to be a Miami City thing. It can't be about winning there because that doesn't feel that competitive
you
right
look
now.
Like, you throw him on there. KD,
right.
Because him, Bam, and Tyler. Now, does he want to extend? Because that's always the biggest thing with these guys is will they sign an extension? He has 1 year left on his deal. I love him with Houston. I love him with San Antonio.
One that's most intriguing to me.
You put him, De'Aaron Fox, but the thing about it is you're going to have to give up something. And what Phoenix is doing is they're like, okay, we know this is the NBA superstars get what they want. But if it ain't benefiting us, because the biggest benefit with them is they can attach Bradley Beal somewhere with KD.
Yeah.
Now, ain't nobody going to do that. I know that.
You know who else I would love? And I don't know if they're still tight. I would love to see him in Dallas for like 2 or 3 years.
Who?
KD. Like with Kyrie, with a young Cooper Flagg.
That would be unfair.
Like, that's just a me thing. Yeah, it's not a... Him and Wemby would be fun, too.
Yes.
Castle.
Yes.
Get that going. All right, coming up next, the back page with Bo. A couple other stories I want to get to before we get to Bo as well. We continue on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back in the Midday Show. Abe Gordon and Randy McMichael in for Andy this week. He'll be back next week. Get to back page with Bo here in just a moment. Hour number two of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I think anticipation is slowly starting to build for the All-Star game here in Atlanta. Obviously, a big event going on now, the FIFA Club World Cup. There's a game today down there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then next month, we've got the All-Star Game and a lot of big things planned here at 92.9 The Game for you. The uniforms have been announced for the All-Star Game.
I'm assuming by Bo's face that they're pretty hideous.
All I've seen is the hat.
Oh, okay.
The hat is...
The hat's pretty bad.
Well, which one? The derby one or the regular one?
All I saw was this is the official hat of... You know, teams. Yeah. And
I just saw Bo's face. I'm assuming that it's bad.
I don't know what Bo saw, but they're going to be wearing their official home and road uniforms for the All-Star Game. First time since 2019, I believe. So they do have special Home Run Derby jerseys that I'll get into in a moment. But They will wear primary home and road uniforms for the All-Star game. It does have a patch. And you know, I don't love the patch. The All-Star is too big and takes up, and it's a little eyesore-y. They're going to be wearing their regular All-Star hats and all that. I don't mind the Home Run Derby jerseys. Like the idea of it, I don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely agree with you guys. I don't like any National League, American League for the All-Star game.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I just thought it should always stay that way. But the way people had issue with it is just one of the things that always, am I not normal? Because there was a lot of people upset about the uniform. That's why I was am I not the normal one?
I've learned not to ask that question about myself.
Am I not the normal one who thinks like it's just a damn All-Star game uniform? But some people had issues with it. I was like, oh.
I kind of like the Home Run Derby jerseys.
This is home run. Is Boomer going to be in town? Gone. Gone.
He doesn't still call it, does he? Maybe on. Does he still do ESPN Radio? I don't know.
He just does what Sunday nights with Booger, him and Booger, right?
Even on real TV. Yeah. That's on. Is that only on ESPN Plus, or they put that on?
I have no clue.
I like the Home Run Derby jerseys. It's just lowercase NL, lowercase AL. It's an okay font. It's fine. I'm not going to buy one because they're probably $70-something or more.
Do people typically buy Home Run Derby jerseys?
I mean, it's merchandise.
Buy anything.
Yeah, that's true.
If you slap their favorite team on it,
that is true. Again, not a big deal to me.
I do think we are getting closer to Ronald Acuna making a real run at being
you.
On the game.
I'm with you.
He's just playing so well.
I'm with you.
Maybe won't be voted in. Maybe he will.
I think that he most certainly will be voted.
You think he'll be voted? Yeah. I think he's for sure.
He was active when voting started, and that's kind of all he needs in my eyes.
Yes.
Like, look at what he's doing.
The damn superstar, man.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. What he's doing is worthy. I just don't know how many people are paying attention.
How many people do you think take that into consideration?
I don't trust.
Oh, I want to vote for Acuna, but he's only been active for 4 weeks.
I never trust the voting public. All right,
But in those 4 weeks, he's put up much better numbers than a lot of other right fielders in the National League. So. Vote Ronnie.
Vote Ronnie.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, I think he makes it there, and then we talked about it too, and then we'll move on here. I think Chris Sale probably has done it. Again, I don't know if he'll be voted in, but as defending Cy Young, the way he's pitched, especially, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, especially depending on how he looks against the first place New York Mets, I think he's earned a spot in there as well. Rafael Devers. Big trade in Major League Baseball. We'll touch on this more in the next hour, but Devers to the Giants for a couple of prospects there.
Well, I don't even know what to say. When I saw that, I was like, oh, really? So Boston's going to trade their best hitter again, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do they got a plan? Who are these prospects? Are they still hoping that what's the old boy that was here that came in the Chris Sale trade?
The one that's on Double A, like Pawtucket, Vaughn Grissom.
Vaughn Grissom, yeah. They like see open. Vaughn's gonna come around and be
their
guy. I
don't
know
that they are. I think he's actually down in Double A.
Yeah, but I saw this, and San Francisco, they're gonna pick up all that bread. Now a lot of it
whole contract.
Now I'm curious because if it's deferred with one team, do the deferrals go over to the Giants? Because a lot of his, how they do the deferred money and all that stuff. Well, he had deferred money, dude. And I was like.
The way that I read it, they are taking the entire contract and giving it to San Francisco, and San Francisco is gladly taking it
just
to add his offense to their team.
Well, he's a bad man now.
Yeah, and San Fran right now.
Is he going to DH for them, I guess?
I think so. Matt Chapman there. They're one of the three teams holding on a wild card spot right now, and so they're all right. It was funny, though. Kyle Harrison is one of the pitchers in the trade. He was supposed to start for the Giants last night. He gets scratched from Sunday Night Baseball, 12 minutes before first pitch.
Yeah, throw him in there.
He was one of the guys. He's like, yeah, you're not starting anymore, man. Like, you're not wearing this jersey anymore. So they had to scramble a little bit, the Giants, last night. Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, and a couple prospects. We'll talk more about that in the next hour. But I want to find out what happened on a slightly smaller diamond. Up there in Norcross. Let's find out on the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Bo, a belated happy Father's Day to you as well. How
Thank
was
you
the
very
weekend?
Much. Appreciate that. It seems like so far long ago that we were talking about softball gate, but it was just Friday.
Yes.
But a long weekend at a ballpark in the sun and rain. What kind of tend to do that to you? It feels like that was like several weeks ago. But to wrap up softball gate from Friday, there was no resolution. As a matter of fact, as soon as I got home Friday afternoon and made a couple of phone calls about it, miraculously, the scorebook was found.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the scorebook does match stories that they were being told, so we never got our out back. But all we did was go back up to the park Friday evening versus the one seed, who is what I'm going to refer to this organization by because I refuse to say their name. We'll get to that later. go up to the park, 6 o'clock game versus the one seed. We dispatch them in 13 minutes. We get outs 2, 3, and 4 in about 13 minutes, and we take our bus to the house.
There.
So Saturday morning, we have to go up against the two seed. One of our probably biggest rivals since I started coaching was North Gwinnett. Shout out to them also for putting on a great tournament over the weekend in Tri-County. So we actually have to face North Gwinnett on Saturday morning. We knock down, drag them out, battle with them. We eliminate the 2C2, which puts us in the championship game on Sunday versus the 1C again. A great run up until that point. Sunday just did not go our way. Sunday game one was actually a little competitive. Game two, bats just kind of melted away in the sun. Like, there was just the bats weren't alive at all.
The girls were tired.
They were tired, but yeah. Everybody was tired right. And hot. And, you know, but, hey, man, it was a great run by these girls. It's been an absolute pleasure. This is actually our last softball game played in 10U was yesterday.
Right.
So we're moving up to 12U in the fall, moving up to middle school in about 3 weeks. Unless we get invited back to the Braves Country softball tournament, which we make, it's invitation only.
Right.
That will be the last 10U game that we play. So shout out to my my coaching staff. Y'all did a great job over the weekend and throughout this last month of All-Star. Sammy, Getz, Jason, and Sed. You know, as far as as far as one seed goes, you know, maybe show some class in your organization. Maybe teach your players some sportsmanship.
Uh-oh.
Probably not a good idea to have a first base coach that looks down at the opposing player after making an error and telling her maybe she need to play better. Just saying, because then behavior like that infects your own dugout, and then mm-hmm. you have players chirping at other players that maybe they should, you know, making fun of them for making errors and stuff like that. So probably not a good idea to out loud vocally make fun of somebody that may or may not have like a brain disorder also is what's going on in this right. dugout. All by one individual, which is why I refuse to say the name of this organization. So it was a lot of fun, man. Great, very proud of those girls. We got a big old trophy and another ring.
Yes, I saw the ring.
So
love
we
the
got
ring.
Two rings, two trophies out of this All Star season.
I want you to take a. I thought I sipped it out last night. Yeah, I want you to take a picture of her with the rings.
Oh, both of them?
Yeah, I want her to like one of the Michael Jordan pictures with the rings on it. Yeah, yeah. They'll used to floss her hardware.
So yeah, man, we get about 3 weeks off, and then middle school's practice starts. So gonna try to squeeze in swim pool fun from now until then. Are y'all paying attention to the College World Series by any chance?
Of course not.
You know I am.
So Saturday afternoon, LSU dispatches Arkansas 4-1. Shout out to Bobby. I know you're listening. Rocco's Jello Shot Competition.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The Rocco's Jello Shot Competition is renewed. As you know, just to catch everybody up that doesn't know anything about it, the Rocco's, a pizzeria and bar in. In Omaha, sells Jello shots, and they keep a tally of all 8 schools that come to the World Series. They sell them for $5 a piece. Most of that money goes to food banks of that school and the food bank in Omaha that Rocco's does support. As of Sunday at noon, LSU was up to 10,000 Jello shots.
Is this just right? This trip
since
alone?
Friday?
Oh, okay.
Since Friday. You can tell that LSU was off yesterday and did not have a game, that their fans were sitting in Rocco's probably most of the day. At close of business yesterday, LSU was up to 13,000 Jello shots. So 3,000 more Jello shots added by LSU faithful in the amount of about 5 hours. Murray State actually way back in second, but in second place with around 6,000 Jello shots, if I'm not mistaken. So keep that going there. So here's one I'd like for y'all to maybe see if y'all can clarify for me on why this is happening. So if you go back to Saturday's game, Livy Dunn was in attendance, LSU national champion cheerleader, Sports Illustrated cover model, girlfriend of Paul Skeens. So Paul Skeens in the 2023 College World Series won it with LSU. Livy Dunn is an LSU Tiger herself. She wears a jersey that is a half LSU baseball jersey. Mm-hmm. The back half is a Paul Skeens Pittsburgh Pirate jersey.
Cool.
All right, supporting her man,
right,
who she loves very much.
Right.
This apparently is an NIL violation.
Really?
LSU had to release a statement about Livy Dunn's jersey. Now, I'm not sure what they can't, like, fine her, or, like, she doesn't have to apologize as far as I'm concerned, but do y'all have any insight as to why this may be an NIL violation, just having the Pirates and LSU on the same jersey?
Is it because he's a professional? He's no longer – I have no damn
clue. Now, I saw the jersey.
I have no clue.
Pretty short-looking jersey.
Yeah. They went front and back, not side to side.
It was front and back, yeah.
Normally the half jerseys are one side of each. I'm guessing, and I don't know, but I'm guessing I wonder if the tickets were school supplied and if it had something to do with that. Because you can't just stop a regular person from customizing jerseys.
Correct.
So I don't know exactly.
So maybe because she's under NIL herself?
She's still in school,
They just won a national championship last year, so yeah.
It could be a possibility. Maybe
she can't wear a professional team's jersey.
She's a gymnast,
she's an NIL student. Yeah.
She's a gymnast, right? Okay. I've never heard that, but
bizarre.
Obviously, it has something to do with her quote unquote amateurism or something.
You think it's more to do with her and not Skeens, I guess.
I think
that
so.
That is kind of strange, though.
But that's her dude, though.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyways.
All right, there we go. Back page with Bo. A great season for the Lady Blue Devils has come to an end. This show, however, has not. One more hour to go here on the midday show. Going to talk some more about the Braves and get ready for just a key series against the Mets. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. Coming up, we'll hear from Brian Snitker. Three different times he was asked about the offense. Three times he had no answer. We'll also get back into the NBA Finals. Game 5 tonight, and to end the hour, the AMA. Stick around. It's the Midday Show. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker alongside Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.